Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, kids, here we go. It's time for the Thursday edition of the Daily 10, the only local podcast for Atlanta, by Atlanta, with all the stuff you guys care about the most, and it's on demand. Now, we start with what you care about most right now, and that's the Braves as they get ready for the National League Championship Series. And the nice thing is you get a chance to take a deep breath before all the drama and tension returns over the weekend. So breathe it in. The Braves are in this weird position now of being 48 hours away from starting the LCS, but still not knowing where and when they're going to play. Now, that will be decided tonight when the Dodgers and Giants play game 5 of their series at 9:07 in San Francisco. Julio Urias goes for the Dodgers. Logan Webb for the Giants. You can stay up late if you want to watch this one on the West Coast, and you'll know it first by the time the midnight hour rolls around of if the Braves are going to travel to San Francisco Saturday night for Game 1 or if they'll host the Dodgers at Truist Park on Saturday. Now, I say Saturday night. The time has not been determined, but my trusty Xfinity TV guide showed me potential game times, and it has the NLCS listed at Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Game 2 Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Again, that's not official. Please don't source me on that, but that's at least what the mighty Xfinity TV guide told me. Now, the Braves will hold a workout today at 1 o'clock at Truist Park, a media session as well. And then either tomorrow, hop the team charter out to the West Coast or get ready to host game number 1 in their own ballpark. I will point out the Braves have never played the Giants in a league championship series. They've never hosted L.A. in a league championship series. They did play them last year, but again, that was in that Texas bubble. So either way, it'll be kind of a first. The Braves have hosted this group in the LCS. Phillies, Padres, Pirates twice. They played the Diamondbacks, the Reds, the Cardinals. They played the Mets twice. They played the Marlins. And then again, the Dodgers played in Texas against the Braves a year ago. Braves are 5-6 in 11 league championship series appearances. So we'll find out tonight who number 12 will be against and where it's going to happen. Now, if you're looking for a place to watch the games, if you're not going to the ballpark, and when they're on the road, consider the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street. It's easy to find. And what you'll find when you get there, a walk-up window where you can order your drinks from the street. But when you walk through the doors, it's the ultimate sports bar experience where you can see wall-to-wall TVs. One of the largest screens in the city where we're doing another front row giveaway. They have this really cool front row seat with a bunch of space for you and three or four of your buddies. What you can do is, and I'll give you all the details when we go live with it, but we're just going to give you a chance to like and then tag some friends on their Facebook and Instagram page at the Daily Draft, and you'll have a chance to sit front row. Enjoy all the games you want. They'll give you a game day platter. You'll have the self-serve taps available to you, the craft beer bar, chef-inspired menu. Everything that I brag about all the time with the Daily Draft will be there at your fingertips. Downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Easy to find in person or online at thedailydraft.net. All right, let's move on. So I talked to several Braves fans over the last, 24, 36 hours since the end of the Braves-Brewers series. And the first question they had for me is, well, who do I want to play? Who should the Braves want to see in the LCS? And I answer the question, but they only ask because they want to tell me. So I said, all right, who do you want to play? And folks, this one's kind of interesting to me. All the Braves fans that I've talked to want the Dodgers, and all for the same reason. Payback, they tell me. Payback. And I said, all right, well, just be careful what you're wishing for, because this has a little bit of, like, we want Bama that you hear in college football, that kind of feel to it. It's nice if they could beat the Dodgers, and if they did it in Truist Park, a little sweeter anyway, but you have to beat what I consider to be the best roster in baseball 4 times in 7 games. It's not impossible, but That Dodger team has had the Braves number for a good while now, especially when you talk about no neutral field. A year ago, the Braves played the Dodgers on that neutral field in Texas, which I thought gave them the better chance to win the series. And here's the reason why. The Braves are just 1-10 in Los Angeles since 2018. And I only go back to 2018 because that's the point when the Braves turned the corner, won their first division. So there are, you know, a decent amount of pieces and parts who have been on this Braves team since then. The Dodgers are also a major league best 58-23 at home, so they're dominant at Chavez Ravine. So when you start looking tonight, if you tune in to Dodgers Giants and you think, well, Matt, who should I be rooting for? I've given the same answers for a couple of days. I would be rooting for the Diamondbacks, but they're not allowed. They're not playing. The answer is there's no really good answer. You're choosing between the 106-win Dodgers and the 107-win San Francisco Giants. But if I had to choose, and by a hair, it would be the Giants. And I'm going to tell you some reasons why. Because if you're looking at this tonight and you're trying to decide between those two teams, they're both really good at home. The Giants are 54-27, and they would open with home field. But the Braves are 46-35 on the road, and they've had better luck in San Francisco than in L.A., as I pointed out. If you're rooting for the Dodgers because you want payback, yes, the series would start in Atlanta at Truist Park, but it would also mean getting Max Scherzer in Game 1. If you're rooting for the Giants, it would mean you're going to get the second-best pitching staff based on ERA at 3.24. But if you're pulling for the Dodgers because you want payback, just know the Dodgers have the best ERA in Major League Baseball at 3.01, and that's without Trevor Bauer, who they made go away, and Clayton Kershaw now, who's out. And it's worth pointing out that Dustin May was lost a month into the season. If you're rooting for the Giants, it means you're going to play the team who has the most home runs in the National League. But when it all comes down to it, if you think about having to win four games out of seven, I just think you're better chances against the Giants. The Cardinals had a, I think, statistically great opportunity because they would have only had to beat the Dodgers once in the wild card game. If the Giants can't pull it off, they wouldn't have been able to get it done in a five-game series. I always think the longer the series, in this case it would be seven, it always favors the deeper, more talented team. And there's a reason the Dodgers are deeper and more talented. They opened the season with a record $237 million payroll. Just to give you a little context on this, 11 years ago, 2010, the Dodgers had a payroll of $93 million. I just told you it went up now $160 million, $150 million, whatever the number is, because if you put the competitive balance tax in, and that's the money you're going to pay on top of having a big salary cap like that, or a big salary structure, I should say, the Dodgers' estimated payroll is about $259 million. And they don't bat an eye at it. They'll up it again if they have to. Bigger picture. If the Giants win tonight, I think the Braves would see Kevin Gausman in Game 1, who would start for the Giants, and then Alex Wood would go in Game 2 for San Francisco against Max Fried and, we believe, Charlie Morton in Games 1 and 2. If the Dodgers win, I think the Braves would see Max Scherzer in Game 1 and Walker Buehler in Game 2. This is not anything against the Giants. You don't luck your way into winning 107 games. But this is picking between the lesser of two evils. And those teams, the Giants have had a great year, like a record great year. The Dodgers are a great, great team. A team that could go out and add Trey Turner at the deadline, and he's a Braves killer. To go add Max Scherzer, who we know can be anybody's ace and stopper in a short playoff series. But we've seen the Dodgers enough to know they do have their share of Braves killers. Trey Turner now added to the mix. Justin Turner can always give you fits. I know Cody Bellinger had a bad year, but we saw what he did to the Braves in the LCS a year ago. Add to it Corey Seager, Will Smith. I mean, they're deep and talented. There's not a hole on that roster. The Giants are very good as well, and they could beat you a lot of ways. The long ball has been a part of it with, you know, some bats, the Bryants and Longorias and some of the other pieces they have. I just think it's more manageable. And that's what it comes down to me in a seven-game series. What is more manageable? I think it's the Giants. Either way, the Braves will be a large underdog to either of these teams. San Francisco would be favored. They would have home field. Braves would be the underdog. Dodgers would be the heavy betting favorite, even with the Braves holding home field advantage. But if I can avoid the Braves having to go to Chavez Ravine, which has been a house of horrors, just 1-10 since 2018, I want that. Braves have had a little better success playing in San Francisco. Pitching matchups, I think, would favor the Braves early in the series. I think the Giants series might be a seven-gamer. Like, it could go that way. I know the Braves played the Dodgers in a seven-gamer a year ago, but, again, that was on that neutral field. We're going to L.A., and it shouldn't matter this much. Baseball home field really should not matter, but I can't ignore those numbers. The Braves' numbers there, and the Dodgers, once again, 58-23 at home. They love playing there. They have a comfort zone there, and whatever the reason is, it's given them a huge advantage. Either way, it's going to be a fun time. We do know, again, game one and two, Saturday and Sunday, times to be determined, day off on Monday, and then games three, four, and five will happen Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The other scheduled day off would be Friday before games six and seven if both are needed. And then who knows? Maybe a trip to a World Series could be on the line. So I told you, breathe it all in. It's a fun time to be a Braves fan. If you guys would, hit the subscribe button or follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. And it will be waiting for you each and every day, somewhere around 10 a.m. And you can follow us on any of the pod platforms. If you subscribe to Apple or Spotify or Google, TuneIn, any of the platforms, we are there for you. Consider dropping by for lunch today at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. Mention my podcast, The Daily 10, and they're going to take 10% off your lunch order. Again, promo code THEDAILY10, slashing 10% off your lunch order is what will happen at The Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.